This week, the new president of Argentina, Javier Milei, deregulated an enormous swath of his country's economy. The impact of this so-called economic shock therapy is already being felt and being met with opposition. Planet Money's Amanda Aronchik has the story.
When Mar heard about the executive order, she and her friends jumped into a car and headed to Congress to protest.
Cuando fui con una amiga, fuimos en el auto.
Thousands of people also showed up. Mar says that all that momentum of people gathering felt like when Argentina won the World Cup. But now, people were angry. Angry about all the radical economic changes to their country. Mar captured the protest on her phone. Mar didn't want us to use her last name. She fears retaliation for protesting. But she went because she doesn't support President Milei's vision for the country.
La idea principal es que están vendiendo el país.
She fears that Milei's plans to deregulate are a way of selling off the country, or just giving it away. Since becoming president less than 2 weeks ago, Javier Milei has, through this executive order, required that all state companies prepare to be privatized. He has also changed or struck down thousands of laws, made deep cuts to the government's budget, and devalued the local currency.
These days have been a roller coaster.
Andy Neumeier is a professor of economics at Universidad Torquato de Tella. He says Argentinians are already noticing the changes. Some stores have had to close for the day so they can put new prices on things like meat and rice and cooking oil.
Lots of prices that were regulated went up big time. Gas, the cost of health insurance, prices and grocery stores.
Neumeier says that all of the changes that Milei is implementing are to shrink the size and scope of the government.
The local version of clean up the swamp.
He wants to clean up the swamp.
He's not using that word.
But it's a similar spirit, ridding the country of what Milei calls excessive regulation that exploits the citizens.
All this system that is rigged by regulations that go to special interests.
Now, because many of these changes were done by executive order, basically president's choice, it's quite likely that some of these will be challenged in court, or the whole executive order could be struck down by Congress. But Neumeier says that still, he is shocked by the scale of what Milei has done.
Lots of things that nobody thought were politically feasible.
Neumeier says that as an economist, he knows these measures are textbook, kind of econ 101 to fix Argentina's economy. But he didn't think any politician would have the guts to cut back on so many popular government programs.
For a political scientist, it's like going where no one has gone before.
Milei won the election by a fair amount of votes and with a mandate to implement economic shock therapy.
This transition might be tough for some people.
It's so many dramatic things in such a short period of time.
And there are more to come.
When President Milei announced these changes, he also said, this is only the first step. Amanda Aronchik, NPR News.